everyone, and welcome. It's Deborah Fay here from Disruptive Publishing, coming to you with the question, do you have a publishing plan? So this week I wanted to talk to you about publishing platforms in particular, and I wanted to help you determine which direction is going to be the most suitable for you as a newly published author. The majority of new authors now have no option but to self-publish, as opposed to being published with traditional publishers who take care of absolutely everything for the author, including editing, design, and publishing in print and ebook. And then you might even be guided through the process of recording your book for an audiobook as well. How lovely does that sound? For the self-published author, though, the options are not entirely clear. If you've already started exploring your options, then you might have noticed that there doesn't seem to be one clear path that a new author can take to become published, which makes the process quite daunting. It might even appear that there are too many options, making it too difficult to know what is the best course to follow without having to have a degree in publishing. It really can be overwhelming to the point that some authors might just put their project on the back burner indefinitely, or worse, give up on their dream of becoming published entirely. So what I want to do today is give you clarity around your choices so that you can move forward with confidence. I want to help you formulate your publishing plan. Now, it's more than 8 years since I published my first book, and while I've come a long way and gained a lot of inside knowledge since then, I still remember the feeling of overwhelm that I experienced at the time. A friend and I were putting together a compilation book called Domestic Detox, and we'd managed to collect 14 amazing stories for the book. It was only ever going to be an ebook, in fact, a PDF downloadable that my friend could use as a lead magnet for a coaching business that they were considering launching at the time. But I got it into my head that it would be great to have it as a printed book. So I started researching what our options were and what I needed to do in order to achieve that. I really was quite driven at the time, which is probably a good thing because it kept me moving forward toward my goal, even though I really didn't know for sure that I could do it. Beyond the editing and design choices, which in and of themselves felt quite ominous, there was the challenge of determining which platform to use to print our book from that would see it available anywhere and everywhere without us actually having to print it ourselves and take care of all the postage and handling. There were three options as far as I could tell. They were what is known as print-on-demand platforms, and each one had some benefits that would work for us, but none of them met all of our requirements perfectly, so we had to make choices. While some aspects of the services provided by those three print-on-demands have changed with regard to printing and distribution, they remain, in my opinion, the three best options for self-publishing printed books. And one of those platforms is a clear standout for ebooks and audiobooks as well, which really does give it a significant edge. Here are what I believe to be the top three options for publishing back then and now. The first one is Lulu. The second one is Ingram Spark, and the third one is Amazon KDP, which at the time that we first published was CreateSpace. Now, geography is a big factor when it comes to printing books, and I'm talking about where you are and where your readers are in relation to where your book will be published or will be printed. Costs, including setup and printing costs, are also a major factor, and so is distribution. We went with Lulu for our first book because the setup was free. Printing costs for the book were quite reasonable, and they actually got better the more copies you bought. And they had print partners in lots of different countries so that they could print locally to where many orders were placed, including Australia, which is where we live. Ingram Spark printed here in Australia, and the print costs were pretty good, but they had significant setup fees and still do. And it would have cost us a fortune at that time to use them because we kept wanting to update and correct parts of the interior. And the setup fees would have applied every single time we made a change. I also couldn't get clarity around their distribution model, so I decided not to use them at the time. And finally, there was CreateSpace, or what is now Amazon KDP. Obviously, Amazon has good distribution. And they print as local as possible to where orders placed. Setup fee is free with them as well, and print costs are very good. They also have their own delivery in those countries where they print. But at the time that we were publishing, they didn't have a print partner in Australia, and our only option would have been to have wholesale author copies printed in the US and then posted to us from there, which made wholesale copies as costly as retail copies, and that simply wasn't going to work for us. I continued to use Lulu for some time until they had difficulties with their Australian print partner, and that caused considerable stress for us and our authors over a period of about 6 to 8 months. It was during that time that I decided to set up an account with Ingram Spark, and I found them to be great on quality and on pricing, as long as I don't want to make any changes to my books beyond the initial publishing. So you have to have your files in really good condition before you upload them. And Amazon was the no-brainer for ebooks. The top 80% of all ebook sales will go through the Amazon Kindle store. Now, having published several books for more than 200 authors since our first book, I still see these three as the top choices for print-on-demand platforms, but there are some others. And just over a year ago, Amazon KDP actually emailed me to say that they are now printing in Australia, which meant that I then had a third very viable option for our printing requirements. And this change has had a significant impact on the way I conduct my business. Amazon is, in and of itself, a search engine. And while Google is still the most popular search engine, 54% of product searches take place on Amazon. So Amazon, not Google, is the most popular e-commerce search engine in the world. And that makes it important for you to have your books on Amazon. Yes, distribution via Lulu and Ingram Spark will see your books on the Amazon platform, but it is much harder to manage your sales from either platform, and there is the middleman fee to consider. Further to that, if you're going to create an ebook, which you should, because you want to offer your target market as many options as possible, and as many ways as possible to consume your content, then you're going to have your ebook on Amazon anyway, and they make it so easy to move from creating your print book to creating your ebook. And finally, it is the same account you will use to upload an audio version of your book once you get to that stage. Now, the last type of publishing that I would like to encourage is a flipbook version of your book. I'm a huge fan of flipbooks. Flan of flipbooks. I can't speak. But flipbooks actually cost you nothing to create, and you can sell them, or you can give them away, or you can use them as lead magnets. It's entirely up to you. When you share a flipbook, you're actually sharing a link rather than a file, which makes it very convenient, and really easy to reach your target audience, including the small percentage of the market that actually don't have Kindle. If you've already written your book or you're close to completing it, you can actually get started on your publishing journey today by downloading the Designer app from my website and creating a flipbook version of your book. Your book doesn't need to be huge, and it's much easier to create a flipbook than you might think. All you need is a Word doc or a PDF and a front and back cover, which you can create in like for free in Canva. With the link I've given you for the Designer app, it will only cost you US $27. I hope today's blog has been really useful to you and has reignited your excitement for publishing. And I hope you follow through and start creating some flip books at least, and start planning for how you're going to, or when and how you're going to do your print books and your ebooks. When you finish your flip books, please make sure to let me know so I can check them out. I'd love to see what you create. But that's it from me for this week. Bye for now.